Good morning, church. Are you guys excited to celebrate our kiddos? Oh, I am too. I get sentimental with transitions and seasons of life. My kids are not to that point yet, but I see these seniors and just think of the future. And I know for some of you, you see these seniors and it makes you think of the past. And some of you, this is your present. So we can all definitely join in celebrating these guys. And we definitely have a fun, youthful, fresh look up here with us. So I know you guys are in for a treat and gonna add a little spice to our worship this morning. Let's all stand and sing out to the Lord together.
Welcome to Senior Sunday here at Asbury United Methodist Church. My name is Nicole Melton, and I'm a graduating senior, and we're glad you're here. We'd like to extend a special welcome to all of our visitors and invite all in attendance, both members and visitors, to register their attendance on the pads that have been provided. We have a couple of announcements that we'd like to share. There is a lunch for all of our new members today in the warehouse following the service. If you have joined in the past 6 months, please join us as we share more about the church and get to know you better. Next Sunday, May 7th, we are having an informational meeting for everyone interested in helping out with Vacation Bible School. We are meeting at noon in the large conference room, and the dates of VBS this summer are June 11th through the 15th, so go ahead and get that on your calendar. The youth are hosting a Mother's Day pancake breakfast fundraiser on Sunday, May 14th. Plates are $5 each and include pancakes, sausage, and a drink. We will be serving from 8 to 10:30 a.m. Please plan to buy a plate to help our youth attend summer trips and events. There is a parent meeting next Sunday, May 7th at 5 p.m. for all youth parents. If you have a student going on any trips this summer, you need to be here to fill out paperwork and get packing list and other details. Now I'd like to invite you to extend a welcome and greet those around you.
I'm so glad you've had a chance to visit with one another, but we have a very special moment. If you would be seated, there's going to be a moment when you will be standing again in honor of this sweet one that's here. If any of the members of the Hall family would like to come forward, or the Young family, we invite you to do so if you just like to, or otherwise they look like they can handle it. But it's a great time to just rejoice. Hi there, sweetheart. And she's awake. This is good. Let us start our sacrament of infant baptism, please. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is given to us without price. And today, Brian and Lauren Hall come to present their daughter, Catherine Joyce Hall, for holy infant baptism. Okay, I'm going to let you all get a little closer. So, Brian and Lauren, I ask you this question. Will you nurture Catherine in Christ's holy church that by your teaching and example, that she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life?
We will.
Now let us have a prayer of thanksgiving over the water. Will you pray with me? We give you thanks over this water, most blessed Father. You have provided and blessed through your Holy Spirit. We recall the baptism of Jesus Christ and the anointing of our Lord through your Spirit. We understand that through our baptism, we grow to know Jesus, and one day convicted of our sin, we become ready to proclaim him as Savior. Pour out your Holy Spirit and bless Catherine who receives this water now. May she be clothed in righteousness and grow in your love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. What name is given to this baby?
Catherine Joyce.
Okay, you're going to give her to me? I know it's hard to let her go.
Okay,
hi dear. Aren't you sweet? Just smiling. Catherine Joyce Hall, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May you grow to be a faithful disciple in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Pastoral privilege.
Yes.
This job comes with some great perks, and this is one of them. Yesterday, one of the greatest things that I get to do is to go to the hospital and greet the newest member of our family. This is right on up there with it, to baptize the newest member of our family. She is taking you all in with a smile on her face, and you're in love with her already, I can tell. Wow. I don't want to give you up, but you've not left your eyes off your mom hardly. And so there she is. All right. Congregation, will you please stand in honor of our beautiful Catherine Joyce Hall? Members of this household of faith, I commend to your love and care Catherine Hall, whom this day we recognize as a member of the family of God. Will you endeavor so to live that she may grow in the knowledge and love of God through our Savior Jesus Christ? With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ that this child, Catherine Joyce Hall, surrounded by steadfast love, may be established in the faith, confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. Let us pray. Most gracious Lord, we give you thanks for Catherine's precious life and for her loving parents, Brian and Lauren, and all of their family. Bless and keep them now and forever in your blessed peace. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. On behalf of the church, we have some gifts for you. Your baptismal certificate. You've already graduated into something.
Beautiful reminder of that. Who breaks the power?
guys can have a seat. We're going to celebrate our seniors.
All right. If you would just please direct your attention to the screen to watch our video.
Across my TV screen, another broken heart comes into view. I saw the pain and I turned my back. Why can I do the things I want to? I'm willing, yet I'm so afraid.
Rachel to come up, and I think she's going to come help me. There you are, right there. Awesome. To come help me present the gifts. Our first graduating senior is Lauren Ader, if she would come up. Okay, our next senior is Annie Berry. Thank you.
We have Nicole Melton. And then we have Stephen Metzler. Okay, and if you guys will stay up here, we're going to do a special graduation liturgy. It's going to be on the screen. If you guys would please join me. God of truth and knowledge, by your wisdom we are taught the way and the truth. Bless our graduates as they now finish this course of study. We thank you for those who taught and worked beside them and all who supported them along the way. Walk with the graduates as they leave and move forward in life. Take away their anxiety and confusion of purpose. Strengthen their many talents and skills. Instill in them a confidence in the future you plan. Energies may be gathered up and used for the good of all people. For the graduates, this truly is a day of new beginnings, a time to remember and move on, and a time to believe what love is bringing. May they always know that Christ is alive and goes before us to show and share what love can do. This is a day of new beginnings. Our God is making all things new. Okay, you guys can be seated. Thank you.
Can I have all the children come up here? Is that everybody?
Yes.
All right. I have a question for you guys. When you're at school or at home, do you guys have rules you have to follow? What are some of those?
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing. That's a good one. All right. What's one?
Pick up your messy room.
Pick up your room. That's good. I hear that a lot. Any more? You got one?
No hitting.
No hitting. You should definitely follow that. Okay.
No shoving.
No shoving. That's good. Got one more? Last one.
No talking back.
No talking back. That's wise. All right. So we all have rules we have to follow. And some of the two, if you were to ask me, that I think are the most important, it's to love your teacher and respect your teachers and elders, and to love your neighbor. Did you know, even back in the Bible, they had rules they had to follow back then?
Yes.
Yeah?
I read the whole Bible.
You read the whole Bible? That's good. Jesus said that the very best rules you can follow is to love your God and to love your neighbor. So, we're just going to follow that and keep that in mind today. Would anybody like to pray? Anybody? There's a sheet you can follow. You want to pray? Okay. Here you go. Can you read that?
Dear Father, help us to love you with all our heart, soul, and strength, and to love one another and to love ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
All right, you guys can go to the back.
Can you all bow your heads with me, please? Heavenly Father, it's good to be able to come into your house and have this time to put aside the cares of life and the busyness of living. Our minds always seem to be focused on something else at these times, but help us be mindful of your presence through the service and after we leave your place. I want to lift up the people who have been affected by the flooding this weekend and to help them seek safe grounds. I also want to pray for all the seniors here today who are about to embark on a new journey in their life. Lastly, I want to lift up prayers for baby Catherine for her baptism today and for the Hall family. Now please pray with me as our Father taught us to pray. Our Father,
please pray with me. Father, as we give today, we give as one body, created by one Spirit, formed into one body, and dedicated to one God. God who is of all, who is over all, and through all, and in and all, we thank you for what you have given us. Please have move amongst our midst and remind us of what we can do to go through this journey together. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Pray together, church. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Although for many of us it is hard, we even thank you for the rain because we know you make all things good. We want your glory in all things. Dear Lord, we pray over the youth that are to bring our message in just a moment. We pray that you would open our hearts, that you would speak through them. Steady their hearts, Lord. especially for our seniors as they are heading out into the world. We thank you for them, Lord. It's in your heavenly name we pray. Amen.
You can tell it's Senior Sunday, and it's also Youth Sunday, which is the Sunday when we have our youth participate and lead us in all aspects of worship. And so our message today is going to be brought to us in four parts. Our focus is loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so we have a different youth coming to talk to us about each aspect of that. And so I'm going to hand it over to Maddie.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm talking about loving God with your heart. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Loving God with our hearts is so important. Our heart is so vital to the way that we live our lives, just like our soul and our heart is important for our spiritual health. In biblical times, loving God with our heart can mean something like being able to trust him with our life. For example, when Moses led the Israelites through the Red Sea and out of Egypt, these people trusted God with their entire lives. They held such a high belief in God, and they relied on him to get him through. In biblical times, loving God with our entire heart would be doing things for others even when you have nothing to give, being humbled by our faith. The heart in biblical time was symbolic for our spiritual health. To me, loving God with all my heart means trusting in him even if something I don't necessarily feel comfortable doing, being bold and standing against the pressure that society holds, and trying my hardest to love with everything and every ounce in my body. Although it may be hard to do all of these things, if we trust God with our bodies and our souls, we can do all through him. In my personal experience, it is so valuable for us to follow where God leads us. As you may have heard, I'm officially a CCYM and DCYM executive. And if any of you know what that is, okay, I'll explain it, because you probably have no idea what just came out of my mouth. It was just a bunch of letters. It's fine. CCYM and DCYM produce events that our youth, like Asbury and other churches around Arkansas, can go to. If it wasn't for loving God with all of my heart, I wouldn't have been able to get out there and do things in CCYM that other people don't exactly do. I feel so encouraged by God to love people and get out there and encourage others to join CCYM and DCYM. It is such an honor to be able to go and run these events and, just provide these good things for those around us. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and not lean on your understanding. To me, this scripture is telling us to reach outside of our comfort zones and follow the Lord. Let him guide you, because he knows best no matter what we may think. Proverbs 4:23 tells us to, above all else, guard our heart, for everything you do flows from it. This scripture tells us that everything, whether it is physical or spiritual, comes from our heart. So above all things, we must treasure it and protect it with all we have, similar to how we must treasure our soul and our spiritual health. Right now, this very moment, I urge each and every one of you to go out today and love those around you with your heart, your whole heart, and everything that you have. Now, Garrett Pritchard.
All right. Hello. My name is Garrett, by the way. I'm going to be teaching from Matthew 22:37, which reads, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. And I will be talking about the soul. What is soul? I'm breathing into that thing. What comes to mind when somebody begins talking about the soul? Some people believe the soul is something invisible or immortal that exists inside us. And some people believe that the soul is the breath of God that makes the dust a living, breathing person. Back in biblical times, soul referred to things like people and animals and the life that a person or an animal has. Well, for me, I believe that the soul is that invisible, immortal little spirit that lives within us that carries on with our life after we pass. But a big question that a lot of people have is, how do we love God with our entire soul? I love God with my entire soul by believing in Him, always trusting in Him that He has a plan for me, especially when things get tough. Being a part of the youth group and being a part of this church has really helped me out. Your soul is a part of you that will always love and worship God for eternity. So it doesn't matter who you are, if you believe Him or not, you'll always have that little invisible, immortal spirit that lives inside you that will always love and cherish God forever. A few weeks ago, after I was told that I would be teaching here on Senior Sunday over the soul, I was sitting in English class and we were watching some videos over American Romanticism and Transcendentalism. One of the videos that we watched was over Ralph Waldo Emerson. For those who don't know who that is, he was a famous poet way back when. I'm not a big English freak, so I tend to sleep in class a lot. About halfway through our second video, my teacher told me we were having a quiz, so I kind of had to finish watching the videos. I caught one of Emerson's quotes that he had said that I realized he was talking about the soul the entire time. And so I went home after football practice and rewatched the videos. I caught what his quote was, and he said, "We live in succession and division and parts and particles. Meantime within man is the soul of the whole, the wise silence, the universal beauty, to which every part and particle is equally related, the eternal one. We see the world piece by piece as the sun, the moon, the tree, the animal, but the whole of which these are the shining parts is the soul." Now to kind of wrap this up, I'm going to share a story about soul of pretty much whenever I kind of decided I wanted to be a Christian, whenever I wanted to give my soul or my life up for God. Every summer, there is a camp that the youth group goes to in July called Junior High and Senior High Assembly. It's a great trip for you parents who have kids who are about to enter the youth group or anything. I'd really recommend it. Pretty much whenever you get there, they split you up into these small groups that you spend pretty much 90% of the week with. You pretty much just get to know them, and you do all your activities and games and everything with them. Whenever I was really kind of first touched by the love of God, it was my first year of assembly. It was the last night of assembly that year, and that's always the most emotional night. They always make it the best worship and everything. While we were in worship, close to the end of worship that night, I kind of just started scanning the room, looking around. I looked and noticed that every single one of my people in my small group were all crying with their friends because they had been touched. And I'm like one of those dudes who, if I see somebody cry, I want to cry. If I see someone upset, it makes me want to get upset. If I see someone smile, I smile, that kind of thing. And so I was kind of feeling a little iffy. And then right after I started feeling that way, two of my favorite songs, which is Good, Good Father and This Is Amazing Grace, which is kind of ironic because they played that earlier this morning, played, I started, my eyes were getting watery and everything, I had one of my friends, Bella Townsend, next to me, and then one of the other guys next to me, who I met, Cole Young, was there, we were both getting our eyes watery, and she looked at us, and they were like, she was like, "You're not going to cry, are you?" I was like, "No." I was like, I'm a grown man. I don't cry, And so I kind of just, started looking around, seeing everyone cry, and it, it got to that part of the song where like the climax of the song where it's like really hype and everything, you know, and then it just like, then like all the music stops, but the entire crowd is still singing. I always get chills whenever that happens. But it got to that part, and then the next thing I remember was I was sitting in the chair while everyone else was still standing and worshiping with my shirt pulled up over my head, just like bawling my eyes out. And then I remember feeling like an arm wrap around me, and it was Bella, who wasn't even on the verge of crying, was bawling her eyes out and had her arm around me. And then Cole came over and put his arms around us. And then about 10 other people that I don't even know just came and circled around us and were like praying over us. And I was kind of laying in bed that night and, you know, kind of realized, you know, I like this feeling, you know. And I decided that I wanted to become a Christian then. So. Ben Cogbill.
Before I start, I just wanted to say thank you for everyone in the. I just want to say thanks to everyone in the praise band this morning. Y'all are all really great, and I just want to thank them for like welcoming me and letting me be part of that. So thank you. My name is Ben, and I'm gonna be presenting on the verse when God said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength," and as I was doing some research on this verse, I was looking up, and actually, before Jesus said that, someone asked him, "What is the greatest commandment out of all the religious law in the Bible? Which is the greatest commandment?" And he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." And that goes to show how important this is. And I'll be presenting on the mind part of it today. And I just think it's cool that it still resonates with us, because the first song we sang said, "I'll love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength." And I just thought that's really cool. So for me, my mind has always kind of meant a lot to me, because people will say, like, "You're a smart kid." But the truth is, I know a lot of random stuff that's not really important. And I remember this one time, it was one of my first times in youth group, and we were in sixth grade, and we all had a paper, and we wrote our name on it, and we passed it around, and everyone wrote the best quality of the person that's name was on the paper. And for mine, pretty much everyone wrote something like, "He's smart," or "He knows everything." And I thought that was pretty cool. And so when I figured out that I was presenting on the mind, that's the first thing that came to my mind. And I realized that, like, people saw me like that because I knew some random stuff and I knew some stuff that sounded cool, but really I wasn't loving God with my mind. And I realized that, like, to love your God with your mind, to love God with your mind, you have to devote your mind to all things God. And one aspect of that is being mindful of God and realizing that God is there all the time, and letting all the decisions that you make be influenced by that mindfulness that you have in God. And another verse I want to direct you to is Romans 12:2, and Paul says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." So in this verse, Paul is saying, like, your mind is, it's the ultimate tool, and it's the ultimate thing you can use to love God. And I think that another thing he's kind of saying is that when he says, "Do not be conformed to this world," he's kind of saying, like, don't listen to the hate. Like, you have to, like, block out all the hate that's coming in from the outside with your mind, and just wholeheartedly use your mind to love God. And so the next point is, like, how to love God with your mind. And for me, that means praying, of course, and then it also means reading your Bible, but not just reading it. Like, reading it and then thinking about it, because, like, if you read your Bible and you just read it and then put it down and don't even remember what you read, what's the point? Like, you got that. For me, it means, like, to love God with my mind is to, like, just to read the Bible and think about what it says and really think about how we can apply it to our everyday life, and because the Bible is the ultimate tool. Thank you all for that, for this opportunity to speak, and I love you guys.
How's it going? All right, so I'm going to talk to you about strength. That's my topic. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength." In biblical times, to have strength meant to have power. And if you had power, then you are one that would influence others. They would look up to you. So when it's talking about in biblical times, how would you love God with your strength? It means you would use the power God has provided you with, as well as the influence you have on others, and you'd bring people to Christ, make more disciples. But when I think of strength, I think of how others can't bring you down or influence you in bad ways, in negative ways. I also think that to have strength means to have the ability to dig deep and stay strong when times are tough and you're struggling and things aren't going your way. So in order to love God with your strength, I feel like you need to give him all your energy when working for him. Go 100%. Using the fullest potential possible, you need to use the power provided and go out and try and make more disciples. When I think of strength, another verse that pops into my mind is Philippians 4:13, which states, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." It's talking about how God provides strength to those who go out and do his work. I used to think it meant like, if you'd pray to God, you could ace this test you didn't study for, stuff like that. But it's talking about how God provides strength to those who go out and do his work. One time I feel like God has provided me with strength was at OMP. And for those of you who don't know, OMP stands for Ozark Mission Project. And it's this week-long camp where you go out and serve others. You meet, you're in a group with like four or five other people who are total strangers at the beginning of the week. And then at the end, they're like family because you've grown so close. So this past June, it was in Mountain View, Arkansas. And me, along with four others, had the task of taking down this porch, building another, and then building a wheelchair ramp to come off of it. It was originally supposed to take us 2 to 3 days, but it ended up taking us the whole week. It was frustrating at times when we didn't have the tools needed, and we'd have to wait on people to come help us or for more tools or some more wood. And it was frustrating in the heat because it was very hot out there. And that's when we really came together as a group and used what God had provided. I think we persevered through the tough times, dug deep, and just used what God had provided with us. And on the last day possible, I feel like we glorified God by getting the job done. On days when you're really just out of it and don't want to be a Christ follower and just want to be on your own and do your own things, that's when I really urge you to dig deep and use the strength that God has given you and press through the tough times.
Please pray with me. Father, we come to you right now, God, and we thank you that you call us to love you with our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength. We thank you that you have given us these aspects, and God, we pray that we would remember to every day to love you in these ways, God. I pray that you would give us the strength when we need it, give us the mindfulness when we need that. Let us use our hearts of compassion, and let us stay connected to you through our souls, Father. And Lord, I pray in your name. Amen. We're now going to have a time of worship. If you would like to come up and pray, the altars are open. Also, if you would like to join the church, you can come up and someone will speak to you about that. Please stand.
Joy is all the earth.
I know you are as touched as I am. Amen. When I think about some of the craziness in the world today, and I see our young people and what they have to offer and who they are and what they have to say and what they have to share, amen, I'm not worried at all. Amen? I need to give a special shout out to a couple of people today. Kara Chapman and our youth praise singers were in 8:30 service as well as this service. And our wonderful Scott Southern, who is working with his praise band. And I mean, look at Miles and look at Ben on the drums. Madeline, Hope, Maddie. Christian, we love you. Thank you so much for leading us in our worship today. And all of our youth, our wonderful speakers. I couldn't have worked weeks to give you a better message than what you heard today. It truly is the walk of faith, mind, body, soul, and strength. And coming off of her honeymoon, Amy Bennett Shores, come on, pulled all of this wonderful worship together. We love you. And I'm going to offer the time for you to give the benediction.
Please pray with me. Father, thank you for the time of joy that we were able to have in this room with you this morning. As we leave here today, please strengthen us to love you and to love others more. In your name we pray. Amen.
One more quick announcement.
Hello.
There we go.
I want to get you before you go out. My name is Lita Anglin, and I
am having an announcement as a representative of the Asbury SPRC. It is my pleasure to announce to the congregation that Asbury has received an appointment for our Associate Pastor of Discipleship and Congregational Care to follow Reverend Chase Green, who has been appointed to his own church. Our new Associate Pastor will be our own Doug Walker. Is he in the room? No? Yeah. As previously announced, Doug's candidacy for ministry was recently approved by the District Council on Ministries. Doug has begun the process of licensure as a local pastor, and he will complete licensure in June. He will become our full-time associate pastor effective July 1st, 2017, and will, as a result of his licensure, be able to perform all the functions of the position. It is Doug's intention to begin his seminary studies through an online program this fall. We are delighted to have one of our own join the Asbury staff in this most important position. Let us congratulate Doug.